One of those mornings.
We're talking about disinheriting. We started the topic. We gave this is the third share. We're talking about how to reallocate a Yerusha, not according to the halacha. So he said to go ahead and take away from your Yerushim is not so poshut, la halacha, it's aser, ein rocham noichem, and we spoke at three shitas. We spoke at the chasam sefer, sorry, machmer, that pretty much it's ein rocham noichem, and no matter what, even if you leave over something to the Yerushim. We spoke out the Pesach Tshuva brings it down halfway, that for tzedakah you're allowed to disinherit the Yerushim, but for tzedakah you're allowed to, but for otherwise he agrees with the Chasam Sofer, they're not allowed to change the Seder HaYerusha, even b'miktzas. And then the third shita is the Tashbitz, the Ketzos brings down, Rav Moshe goes with it, and the Achrenim go with it, is that the Tashbitz's shita is a lechu, as long as you leave over schum mechubad for the Yerushim, that they should divide up, kesfi, the Seder HaYerusha, it will be okay. And we said a schum mechubad, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, two different tshuvas. One he writes a chaimish of the estate should be divided amongst the Yerushim, and he writes another tshuva somewhere else that it should be $1,000 for each Yerush. It doesn't sound so much. And we made a cheshbon, and that tshuva was written in 1966. That ends up being about $7,500 per Yerush. And then,
what were we using, inflation, you're saying?
I made a calculation, yeah, according to inflation, all that. $1,000 in 1966 would be about $7,500. So that's the three shitas. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, the Rotzen, the Eitzah, even amongst Chachamim, this is not a new modern thing because women's feminism and all this type of stuff. It's a thing already from Deiris, from before the Ramah. The Friedrich Rishonim already deal with the issue that Lamaisa is going to cause machloikis, and people will feel it's not fair that Lamaisa, the daughters also feel connected, not even just as momenis, but the daughters feel connected to the parents, to the father, and they also want a chelka the Yerusha. And Lamaisa, they felt like it's not going to be fair. It's going to cause machloikis, let's put it like that. I don't know, not fair, but don't get Yerusha, it's going to cause machloikis in the family. So this is already an old problem. It's not a new thing, number one. So number one is we have to deal with, how do you deal with daughters? Everything we spoke about should deal with, apply to daughters equally as to if you want to give it to a third cousin or an uncle. You know, like I was listening to a shir on this, so he says he's sitting with an old lady and she says, Rabbi, I need to speak to you about the Yerusha. Okay. She said, well, there was two nephews. This one took care of him more. This one took care of him less. I want to give more. She said, took care of the less, more. This one's not a Yerush because he's a son of a sister. This is Yerush. It doesn't make a difference. Took care more, took care less.
Right.
So, Lamaisa, people get, lose sight of the fact that this halach is a Yerusha. But Lamaisa, you want to give to someone that's not a Yerush, that's one we're talking about, but you want to give to a daughter, a child, that's one issue that has to be dealt with. And also, you want to give to the wife. You want to give to the almana, because the almana halachically is not a Yerush at all. So how do you take care of the almana?
Are you talking about disinheriting the sons by giving it to the wife? Or are you talking about
that's what comes out?
But giving them anything,
for a wife or a daughter?
No. How do you? If there is makom that there's a son, the only person that will be Yerush is the son. The daughters won't be Yerush, and the almana won't be Yerush.
Right.
So, Shaila, how does the person who wants to take care of them, how does he do that?
We're talking about the man writing his own will. Right?
Yeah,
before
yeah.
He dies.
Before he dies, yeah.
Of course.
So how is he going to take care of that? You're being ma'aver the achsanta. You're being ma'aver the Yerusha. So if you hold like that, this whole thing is, avad, if you leave something over, according to the halacha, so again, we don't want to rely on that by itself, because the Chasam Sofer, the Pesachim Tshuva, even that they don't hold of is enough. So anytime you're being ma'aver the Yerusha itself, it seems to be a problem. So even daughters and a wife and the almana. So the Menachas Yitzchak has a klal. So first, let's see, how did the Friedrich Rishonim deal with this? So the Friedrich Rishonim is a minute brought down in the Ramah, the early Mepharshim, the Rishonim already. There's what's documented is called the Shtar Chatzi Zohar. Okay, it's a Shtar Chatzi Zohar. It's called, the Ramah makes two mentions of it in the Shulchan Aruch. And the story of the Shtar Chatzi Zohar was that he would give the, and that's the sheet that we're going to, he would give the Yerusha, he would give the daughter a half a share, a half a chelek of what the son would get. So for example, let's say there was two daughters and one son. So there's two daughters and one son. So they would split the Yerusha into four pieces. and the son would get two, and each daughter would get one. So she gets like a half of a zacher.
Each get a half. Not a half is divided
by
two.
No. Each daughter gets a half of what the zacher would get.
The regular zacher.
Yeah, not a. So this is the idea, and it's mentioned already in the Sefer Nachla Shiva. He brings it down. He writes the whole nusach over here, and we're going to go through the nusach in a minute to see exactly how it was. And so, and we'll understand in the Ramah a little bit the technical part of it, how they wrote the shtar.
But basically, this is what you should do, or this is what people.
This is what the minig was in the old days.
Everyone did this.
Yeah, it seems like the Sephardim did not so much, but the Ashkenazim did. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned in the Ramah.
The Sephardim don't
mention this. And the Shaila is, what was the heter for this Shtar Chatzi Zachar? What was the heter for this Bechlal? So if we go through, so first of all, let's just start with the, what was the Pshat in this? So if you go through it, you'll see.
Is this one cool question? Is it a Dinei Mamonos issue, or is it a... Is Yerusha Dinei Mamonos issue?
No, it's Yisur. This thing is a Shail of Eino Noi Kishu. It's Ein Racham Noi Chemenu. You're taking away the Yerusha. There's two things. You're taking away the Yerusha from the children, so it's an Isur on the father to do that.
Is that a Mamonos Isur?
No, that's an Isur. Sam, Ein Racham Noi Chemenu. But the mamonos issue is when it's not done properly, la halacha, which we didn't even start getting involved in. Once you've decided how much you want to give to each person, halacha, I'm allowed to do that, etc. So how does it work? Because lemaisa, there's technical problems. You can't make a kinyan lacharmisa, and you don't want to give away your stuff. We'll talk about exactly how you do it. Okay, we're not even talking about that yet. But the issue first is, how do you divide it up? Okay, that's what we're talking about. Now, if you don't divide it up properly, then it's a momentistic issue. Because if you don't divide it properly, then there's a gneva. Then anyone who's not a Yerush takes away from the one son, and the 16 daughters and the one son, if they take away anything from the son, it's gzela. Unless he lets. Okay.
That's what I was asking. If it's a momentos, then he could agree, even when the father's alive. He could be mochel.
He could be mochel, but the daughters don't want to rely on the brother's mechila, do they?
No.
Okay, so the pride is, how does the father do it? Okay, so I'm just underlining the main points of the shtar and the Nachal Shiva. This is the Nusach of the shtar. So the way he sets it up is like this. He says a few things, and we'll see how, I'm just not sure I want to go through this technical one. I want to just be masber still. So before we even go through that, there's one teretz to this whole problem that Menachas Yitzchak brings down. Menachas Yitzchak brings that it could be that when you're that in the regarding daughters is different, because you already see in the Chazal, we learned the Gemara Ksuvos last week, that the Chazal themselves were worried about the daughters, and Chazal themselves made a takan of Nidunya, and that they made a shtar Tanai Ksuva that you have to take care of the daughters. So you see, Chazal themselves were concerned with the daughters. Therefore, giving the daughters because you want to take care of the daughters is not going to be an Isser. It's not going to be in Racham Noichem Menu. It's not going to be an Isser of being Maver than the Yerusha. It's a chelik of the Tanoi Ksuba.
Someone would argue that you should take care of the daughter. Didn't rise of the Yerusha? Can't uproot that. Uproot that just because I have other takanas for the
No, so it depends how you did it. If you didn't do it in a halachic manner, you're right. But if you did it halachically, the other shayla is in Racham Noichem Menu because you'd be Maver the Yerusha. So he's saying there's no in Racham Noichem Menu, and you see the Chacham themselves did such a thing.
Yeah, but you still have to follow the halacha.
Oh, but you have to follow it.
The halacha established that you could undo Yerusha Daraisa.
No, so he's saying there's two different things. Technically, how the Kinyan works, we'll have to deal with. But first, how do you divide? How do you decide to give them even a certain chaluk? You're taking away from the son. So that's not a tanya, because you see already Chazal themselves took away from the son to give the daughters. So the fact that you also want to take care of the daughters is not a tanya. That's his point.
That everybody was not saying us that everybody's going to do everything, because if the world would be a perfect world, everybody would leave for their son and not for the daughter, and the daughter is married to someone.
Right, so if the daughter Shver is wealthy, she'll be happy with this takana. I don't want my sisters-in-law to get out. Exactly. If everyone would do this, then you're Vada. You're right. But apparently that wasn't...
Clearly the world is not a perfect world.
Right. So now...
And hasn't been for...
Yeah. quite a few years. Now, this Minchas Yitzchak is very important. So he says, and that's also pshat in the wife. You can give to the wife. Okay? So therefore, the wife and the daughter, he says, is not necessarily a problem. This is the Minchas Yitzchak's yishuv to the whole minig of the Shtar Chatzi Zachar. But now...
I'm not getting involved.
We're going to talk about the next few weeks. Is how to make the. We're first figuring out how can a person decide? I want some of the Yerusha to go here. I want some of it to go there. Why are you deciding? Give it to the son, and that's it.
As the same as Nidunya.
Right. So there's a concept. You're allowed to decide to give your daughters. You're allowed to decide. No. Okay. Now, once we've decided how much you're going to give to each person halachically, okay, then we're going to just figure out how do you make a halachic will now, that will should stand halachically. We didn't get to that yet. First we're discussing bichlal. How can you even decide that you want to do this, okay? So this is the svar of the Milchasitza, but we'll see now, if you look technically in the way the Shtar al-Chatzizacha was written, it's not going to be such a problem, okay? Now, the way the Shtar Chatzizacha is written, according to Nachal Shiva, let's go one step at a time. Okay, there's packets here. So the first thing is the first place it's underlined. He says Hinani Moide Bifnechem. He's Moide in front of them. Kemoide Bebezdin Veroi Behaidag Mura Shri Vakayama Deloy Bash Be Hashma Hashta. I'm not being fooled. Deloy Behashba. I'm not being forced. And I'm being moide, that I owe my daughter this amount of money. So a person decides his estate. He wants to give his daughter, you know, he has in his bank account $500,000. He has 5 children, so he wants to give his daughter, let's say he has whatever our cheshbon was. Our cheshbon was that he has 2 daughters. Let's go back to that case. He has 2 daughters, 1 son, and he has $400,000 in the bank. So he wants to give the son $200,000 and each daughter $100,000. So what he does is, He makes a schaivis that he's moide in the shtar that he owes his daughter $100,000. Okay, and he goes on to say v'kachi snei si'ima. But the problem is with doing that is that she's going to come to you the second you sign the shtar. Oh, ta, can I have the $100,000? Hold on, I didn't retire yet. So he says v'kachi snei si'ima. The next section where it's underlined, shizman piroin choiv hanal. The time to prepare the choiv is loyachol alive leagia elashachas koidem misasi. So the Zman Piroin for this Chayiv is the minute before death. So therefore I owe the money now, but you can't be Teveh until the minute before I die. And therefore, once the Misa's Chal, once the Michal, once there's the Misa, once he dies, then the minute before, that's when he's done. It's not Yerusha, so he owes the Chayiv. Okay? And then he says, then he goes, but let's say he's doing that now. He doesn't know how much money he's going to have. Let's say right now he has $400,000 in the bank, but when he dies, he's only going to have $200,000 left. So by him giving $100,000 to the daughters, he's giving more than a Chelek HaTzizachar. Because, you know, he's going to decide to spend all his money. So go down to the next page where it's underlined. So he says, the next tanai you put in there is, yeah, Breir Biyad B'niya Zecharim. The Zecharim can decide, L'shalom L'choiv Hanal, because since they're in charge of the estate, so they have to pay back all the choivis. So this is one of the choivis they have to pay. So therefore, they could pay back, Oy L'yoytze Chalatzeh, Shiula Mibayla Hanal, if she's not around. So he says that I'm inspiring myself $100,000. The Zman Piroin is the minute before Misa. But if the sons want to pay her with a Chatzi Chelek Zachar, they can pat the Choyv like that. So this way she's not going to get less than a Chatzi Chelek Zachar if he gets rich the last day of his life. So they're going to give her the $100,000. If he gets poor the last day of his life, then she'll get a chatzi chelek zachar.
Why is that not to the father? She should be up to the daughter who has the chov. She's the one who's tovea the chov. Why should they?
Because he's making a tanai in the chov.
But
my estate should only be a chroi to pay up to a chatzi chelek zachar.
He's limiting it.
Okay.
So if he does become really rich, it stops at
it stops at whatever money he said at the time of the Ischaivis. So this is the Sefer Nachal Shiva. Then he has another 2 interesting words.
Why does he exclude Sfarim and Karkois?
Chutz Misfarim and Karkois, except for Sfarim and Karkois, which that for sure goes to the dog. That goes to the son. Now, by the way, what does it mean Karkois? It means, now let's explain this. What's the pshat in Sfarim and Karkois? So this is the Nusach of the Shtar, the traditional Nusach of the Shtar. I don't know if it still is, but now, if you go, the next page is the Pirish of the Nachal Shiva on the Shtar. Nachal Shiva is like a Rishon. So he explains the Shtar. So he explains, what is this Chutz Misfarim and Karkois? So he says like this.
Talmud Torah.
On the next page, by the way, in the Sefer itself, it's like 10 pages later, but okay. He explains every word. He's a whole paragraph to explain every word. But the Vaila, Chutz Misfarim and Karkois, I don't know what that Sefer is, but for sure, I don't know, Kosav. The Efshu, the Noigin Licht of Kach. Why do we write this? Mishum, the Ein Lahavir Ala Nachla. Because there's an Isra of being Mavir the Nachla. Afilmi Bara, Bisha Labarata. Since there's an Isra to be Mavir the Nachla, so Mamela Zokt the Nachla Shiva. One pshat, that therefore you save the karkois and the svarim, that those should go through the nachla. Okay? That the pshat is, right. Why? So the Michas Yitzchak explains, because Sfarim HaKarkaris are things you don't give away, right? If your Shver calls you in and says, start taking out the Sfarim, you know he's even in bad mood, right? Like, I don't need this anymore. Sfarim, you keep your whole, the kid, that's something that's Yerusha Dick type material. You don't start giving away your stuff. Money, okay, you could spend money on your kids. You want to pay your kids, give them money, give them a gift.
Karkaris part of it is doing, you know,
hold on. So we're talking about Yerushadik items. So Sfarim is a Yerushadika type of item. So therefore, to Mekayim, the Yerusha, you're keeping the Nachla, you're keeping the Sfarim out of this Shtar. So you're being Mekayim the Indian, that you're being, those are the Yerushadik items. And the rest,
so you're keeping the value?
What are the karka? What?
The value?
No, the Sfarim themselves. The sons will divide up the Sfarim. Yeah, but these are not meshubah to that chayif. That's the point. She has no schos on those. Those.
So them and the karka, they're out of the value. Karka.
Yeah. Now, what's karka? So if the guy is an investor and he owns karka all over the place, so they can't get a chelik in the karka, and that's what it means. The Michas Yitzchak says what it means is the house that they live in. Yeah, the house they live in. That's already Yerushadik. You don't give away your own house to your kids. Bechayim.
If she's a true bachur, right?
But you can be mighty things from the shibud.
He'd have to spell that out.
That's what he's doing. That's what he just did.
That's part of the tnai. That's not part of the halacha. That's part of the.
No, this is all written in the shtar.
He's saying excluding.
He's saying chutzmas. What we read before was the nusach of the shtar. So chutzmas.
Right.
So you're
stuck with all the dine.
Right. So now chutzmas karka. So Michas Yitzchak learns this is the pshat. That which karka we're talking about? The karka that he lives in. That's the Yerushadik material. The guy's an investor. That's part of his estate. That's not part of his Yerusha. That's part of his money. If he wants his son to Echveis, he needs to get he'll sell a property to give money to his son or whatever. That's already not his Yerusha itself, but the house that he lives in. Plus the Sfarim that he keeps for the Yerusha. So this way you keep, that's the first pshat on the Nachla Sheva.
We're going to talk about,
hold on, let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
If he only has a
Vikasha, in Cain, Vikasha. So the Nachla Sheva doesn't like this pshat. In the Nachla Sheva does not like this pshat in the Minig. Im kein gam b'metalton shayich tamzeh. So I don't understand what if you're worried about being marv the Nachla, then why'd you gain? So I explained. The Michas Yitzchak answers that question. V'oy the tamzeh lo shayich klal. Rakim ein meniach Yerusha klal. Zok der. I don't understand the tain anyway, because you're giving over to the boys. So why would you have to leave out of the shtar the Yerusha? You're giving them anyway something. So you're not being over the Isra of being maver the Nachla. So obviously he doesn't hold like the Chasam Sefer, number one. Now, I think that the answer to this Taina is,
it's
because,
what is Shavala Ben?
Even if you give him 50-50, not Chatzi Chel. So I think the answer to this Taina is very simple. Is that if you're dictating how the state should be divided, so you're dictating the entire estate should be divided, shaloi kaseid of the Yerusha. That's not called giving the son a chelik of the Yerusha. That's called that you're giving everyone equal. So you're not giving the son anything, Yerusha dik. Dafka. No, what you have to do is you have to separate. That's what I'm saying. But he's asking Akasha. Why do you have to say Chutz Misfarim V'Karka to not be over this Isser? Anyway, he's getting part of the Shtar. Otherwise, the whole Shtar, the whole Yerusha is being done in this way. That means you're not giving him. So what you have to do is you have to separate something that's not Meshubah to the Shtar. Someone was tining to me, maybe that's why it's Chatzi Chelek Zachar. Because maybe, like we said, the son gets 200,000, and each child get, so maybe the pshat is that the Yerusha is the 100,000 to each. That's the chelik. The extra 100 he's getting is Yerusha dik. But that's not what he's saying. But he's saying everything is in the shtar, so it's not. So therefore, you have to be moitzi svarmer karkois. That should be the Yerusha. Lemais at the end, he says a very good taina why it's not a problem anyway. Va'oid. This is the main thing. Derei einoy noisim b'loshin Yerusha rak b'derech chiyav v'ayda. It's a chayiv. So Zok Ter, you can make this chayiv and give away all the money to the daughter, and you wouldn't be over the Isra of Maver the Nachla. Because you're mechayim for this. So what shaykh is being Maver the Nachla? You can create this chayiv like that. I can put this thing and say, I owe you $100,000.
You don't have to get anything for
what?
Can you
Edisa? There's a Hidos Baldin. You can pick up a thing and be mechayiv yourself. Such a thing. And it's chal. not because I want to owe you money.
Right.
So now Mimela, now this also is not so simple. Now this also is not so simple because really what you're trying to do is you're creating it in a way, you're doing a trick again to take away from the Yerusha.
Still Mavi.
So it's still because the whole idea of Mavi, it's not Racham Noichem Menu. They know your Kavanos. So therefore that's why Luchara, that itself is not enough, and therefore even the Shtar HaTzizachar, there had to be a Kiyum of the Yerusha through Svarim V'Karkois.
But they don't do this in Hungary, right?
In Hungary?
Why not?
The Chasam Sofer wouldn't agree to this, right?
Oh, the Chasam Sofer, no. The Chasam Sofer would only agree out this last time of Choyv.
The Chasam Sofer would agree to this.
Nachal Shiva is saying that a Choyv is not Shaykh to Big Maver Nachal, so I don't know if the Chasam Sofer agrees to that or disagrees to that. Why can't the Chasam Sofer agree to that? A choiv is not trying to be ma'av in the nachla.
It's all b'terech that you're trying to be ma'av.
Oh, so that's what we're saying. But nachla shiva didn't hold like that. No, same. The chasam holds like nachla shiva on that. So then, but if he doesn't, he doesn't. It's a separate issue. The shaila is being ma'av is giving a choiv mechaim considered being ma'av in the nachla because it's a trick. So is that considered being ma'av in the nachla? Or is not considered being ma'av in the nachla? I don't know. Okay. So now,
why can't you say chutz mi 100,000?
I'm saying there's no other way of doing it.
Because that's what I'm saying from the Chassid. Those are things, items which are that's much more Yerusha. Those things usually pass down Yerusha. The house that you live in only passes down to your kids through Yerusha normally. The Sfarim only passes down to your kids. $100,000, you could be in the mood to give your kid $100,000. It's not something which is miyuchid. It's something which is not something which is miyuchid to Yerusha. Okay, Sfarim or Karkois is much more something miyuchid to Yerusha.
Okay? Is there any way, I know we didn't talk about it yet, but is there any way of doing it not like this?
We didn't talk about that yet. Like you said. Now one thing is did I copy in your copies the Minchas Yitzchak? Okay, so yeah, so he basically just says over there. The last two paragraphs is what I just said. I spoke outside. Okay, fine. I don't have to read it inside, but that's the Minchas Yitzchak. Okay, now just to give clarity, this is brought down in Eben Ezra and the Ramah. Next page. The Ramah brings this down in Eben Ezer. Hakoysev lebito lechoste shidu chelak echem ibonav havikilu kasev kach leishtoy. Mashenoygim b'shtach hatizachar shekoysev nachshav lebonois shenoytlim b'chol hashayimtzoloy k'moy azchar mishum dekoysev lamder chayda shechayv lamsach ma v'lo yifter elok shenoytlim k'moy azchar. Obederch ze yochol lahaknois af mashalor b'shusoy. Hein roi hein mozot. Okay, so he says he brings down the minig. Okay, he says it a little differently. If you noticed, he says that I'm a schayv myself to give you a certain amount, and right, and same thing. They're potter if they give you a shtar a chelik chatzi zachar. Okay, fine, and same thing. Now, there's one advantage of doing it this way. This theoretically, Yoni, what did you mean if you could do it another way?
Meaning that if you couldn't do it in a different way, if you couldn't make the kinyan chal, then what would we be talking about when we went through what the chasam sofer disagreed with? He disagreed with being over the Mavi the Nachla.
Right.
So obviously, if you didn't do it, Michayim.
So there's one other way to do it, which is that you could just give him. You could give it as a matana.
Finish.
Al das that you're being Mavi the Nachla. Okay?
That would be even better than this,
when,
no?
When would you give the matana?
Here's the problem. The Ramah brings down that if you give the matana of $100,000 instead of a choiv, what's the mile of doing it this funny way? I'm a schayv myself to my daughter $100,000, but they could pot it up. Just say, I'm giving you $100,000. No, because the problem is but you could still say, it's only yours. But either you could say one of two things. You could say, I have a right to be choizer my whole life. So if you're going to ask me for it, watch out, because I can be choizer. Or you could say, it's only... Apparently you can't say this. Mam Piroi is only some chumisos, but you can make that tonight. It could be choizer anytime. So don't ask me for it.
Switch it around.
No, but the problem is what?
If it's a matana, how can you switch it? If the guy lost money.
That's the problem. Is that let's say the guy became she's only going to be able to get whatever money he had at that. Let's say he lost all the money he had at the time of the matana, and then he got more money at the time of the Yerusha. She's not going to get that new money. So the problem with the matana way is that you're only going to get the stuff that he had at the time of the matana. So therefore, it's much better to do this chayiv, and then whatever he had,
you can't make a matana before.
Does she have a right to collect the matana
that way? You can make a matana bichal, but you can make a matana chal before the misa. Right. But
does she have a right to collect it though? Huh? She can go to the brothers and say,
Yeah. Now, okay. So these are the ways to get out, and the reason why it's not Maver Nachla.
The Chayiv has a stronger collection.
Right. The Chayiv is stronger because it's all the assets. The Matana is very specific to whatever you said the Matana is. So that's why they did it in that way, okay? So again, why is there no problem in this Shtar Chatzi Zachar of being Maver the Nachla? So either because you saved the Sfarim Karkois, again, according to the Chasam Sofer, that itself wouldn't be enough, or it's Derech Chayiv. Or according to Minchas Tzitzchak Bechlal, giving to the Banos in such a way is not going to be a problem with Bimavar the Nachla. Now, so what's this person supposed to do? Now, what was the purpose of the Shtar Chatzi Zachar? Like we said, to avoid fighting, to avoid people feeling unfair. So nowadays, Lav Dafka, that's going to help.
Because now the girls will have to feel unfair.
She'll still feel unfair. So therefore, like this, there's a tshuva from Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin says Gevaldik. Gevaldik Achilik. He says, "Benegia tzavosh ikhu kulam shavim b'shavah." As Chomer came, as Lani has died, he says it depends. Okay? It's not here. Okay? He says like this. He says, if a person is saying, "Avalichtoiv b'tzavosh ikhu akol chilek chilek zeu ke'ein chizuk l'chukei ha'amin." Okay? To say, I want everyone to get equally, you're just right, I want everyone getting equally. So basically, if you're doing that because you feel like, hey, well, Torah's old fashioned, you know, okay, fine, back then the man was the breadwinner, whatever, nowadays the women are just as much of a chayis on the finances. So nowadays, anyway, it's not so fair. Let's just split it equally. So he says it's going after the chukei agoyim, and it's not the proper ashkafa. Now I'm saying it very lightly. It's not the proper ashkafa. Listen to the lashon of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, "Amnam ha-reform, the reforms, nichnoim lekoyfrim v'nenim in esius chayim be'ene akoyfer v'chu avaroy hay lechol ma'amin. Anyone that's ma'amin the Torah, loshev le'emunase b'shamay drisha lekfira muchletes. Anyone that hears the kfira sheyoyimru tira shabasi ma'ben that they say that the daughter should get shekvar lochmu b'zeh chachamim imatzidukim." Wow. So he says, anyone that says that is kafira, and you hear such a thing, you should fight the kafira. So now the Chazon Ish is talking about making this a law in the government, like that the daughters and the sons should get the same. He's not talking about each individual person, but Lamaisa, he holds that if a person says it's not fair, he says it's a very fine line between having emuna and kafira, and this is across the line. So he's very strong about this. So Zoktav Henkin Apshara. Zoktav Henkin Avada, if a person's doing it because it's not fair and doesn't apply nowadays and the Torah is old fashioned, that's kfir attack, you shouldn't do it. But if a person taka doesn't want to fight, and a person tries to, what's the limit where I can give the daughter and she'll be satisfied without a fight? So if the intention is to make it that there won't be a fight and that you give her needs, and it ends up being that's equal to the, that's different. You're not doing it because be'etzim is tzedav zainazoi. It should be like that. You're doing it because l'maisa, the daughter's not, it's going to feel taken advantage of. So to appease the daughter, then according to Rav Henkin, you're allowed to do that. And Rav Yankiv writes, it's brought down in the Hagois, in Choshen Mishpat.
So you're allowed to even give it, you're saying you're allowed to be equal, there's no problem. If you do again for Dark Show.
He doesn't say that explicitly, but he definitely says,
I don't care about the boy.
He says, Im echan, if one of them needs more because they need more money, Avada, you can give the daughter as much as she needs to make it feel fair. And Rabbi Yankiv writes in the Hagois to Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yankiv writes, Bizman hazeh, Hanoch v'ayosha l'hashir chilek hogun gam lebenoisa v'im b'zem shumavam v'achsanta. Don't give away everything to the daughters. Don't feel bad for them. They take away from the sons. But al kopanim, to give a chelik hogun, it sounds like more than a chatzi zachar, is not a problem of being maver the nachla because of the reasons that we said. Now, the bottom line is, all these cases...
He says not leaving for the son enough.
Yeah. He's giving plenty to the girls. Now, the bottom line is, if a person just writes a secular will, and he writes in the will, this is what I want, Pashtus, and this we're going to have to get into the next few weeks, la-halacha, that has no ramifications.
Really?
A bezdin will not listen to a secular will. Because what does it say? I want to give it like this. When do you want to give? When did you want to give it? While you were alive, you didn't give it. After you're dead, you have no karech to give it. So after you're dead, you wrote it, but you didn't want it to be executed until afterwards. So afterwards, you have no karech, and then a chasim, it goes through the Yerusha. So therefore, halachically, a secular will with no kinyanim is not, doesn't have toikif kipshutei. We'll see there's exceptions to that. And therefore, the this whole idea has to be worked out. How good, very nice. We established that you're allowed to give at least a chelek chatzi zachar, maybe even more to the daughters. You're allowed to give to your wife also. So, okay, good. So you're allowed to, and it's not an isser. Now you have to get, like Isaac said, that's the isser part. But what about the mamonis part? So how is the kinyan chal technically? How are you going to do it? You can't say, I want it to be chal. You can't give him a matan ala chamisa. You don't want to give him a chayim because you want to be left with something. So how are you going to do it in a way that's going to work in a secular will that's going to have proper kinyanim? That's what we're going to have to get into next week.
Also talk about, we talk about the LLC.